Oh, snap! It's another Snap review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap review is for Codenames Disney.
Codenames Disney is just like classic Codenames. It's for 2 to 8 plus players, ages 8 plus, and plays in about 15 minutes.
Codenames was developed by Vlada Chivatl, and the Disney version that we have here is published by USAopoly, working together with Chex Games Edition.
So, this is classic Codenames with the USAopoly treatment. USAopoly is a company that has some of their own really fantastic games. They released Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle, for example. But a lot of their games are themed or branded versions of other well-known games. And this is no exception.
I bet you can't guess what the theme in this one is.
Probably Disney.
I think you might be right.
All right. So let's talk quickly about Codenames as a game. A lot of people know Codenames.
But some people don't.
So let's talk about it really, really quickly. Codenames is a game where you're giving very vague clues to attempt to get everybody else on your team to guess a certain combination of cards that are face up on the table.
And not guess other cards that either will give the opposing team points or kill your team outright, make them lose.
So the way the game is set up, in Codenames Disney, you can either have a 5x5 grid, which is like classic Codenames, or you can have a more simplified 4x4 grid of cards that are placed on the table. Then the clue masters, so there's a clue master for each team that sit next to each other, and they have a card that gives the map key that is only displayed to the two of them in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a red team and a blue team, and what that card key does is it shows them certain cards that are on the table are red team cards, and certain cards that are on the table are blue team cards. Now, in the 4x4 version, there is no game over card.
Right. That's only in the 5x5.
That's only in the 5x5, or in classic Codenames, it's called the assassin card. But this is family friendly, so there is no assassin.
It's just a game over.
And so in order to play the game, what the clue master would do is they would give a one-word clue, which can't be proper nouns, all of the standard things that usually apply to word clues
guessing
in games.
Yeah.
Yep. And then a number. So they would say something like Princess 4, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And with that information, the rest of the members of their team need to select four cards on the table that the clue master must have been describing.
Yep. So you as the guessers are trying to figure out exactly which cards are your team's cards. If you guess successfully, you get to keep guessing. If you guess unsuccessfully, then your turn is over.
Your turn is over, yeah. So that essentially is the gist of it, and it's more or less a race to uncover all of one team's color. What separates this one apart?
What makes Disney Codenames different, other than the fact that it's got Disney all over it, is that the cards have pictures on one side, lots of famous Disney cartoons, and words on the other side.
So this is actually handy, because it's not Codenames pictures, and it's not just text. It's actually both. This is fantastic if you have kids in your family who cannot yet read.
Yeah, it's really perfect for that, because even if they can't read, they can understand the clues that you give based on the pictures and their knowledge of Disney properties.
Right. Some of the tricky things here, you cannot use a proper noun as a
mm-hmm.
clue, and that is really difficult. You can't use things like Pixar.
Yeah.
For example. They do a really wonderful job with this game, making it approachable and making it easy to understand, and just tweaking that Codenames formula just enough to make it really, really easy for a family. One of the other things that I really like about this game is that it spans all of Disney. This is not a last 5 years Disney game. There are cards in this game from Bambi all the way to Moana.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. However, that also ups the difficulty level, because if you have young kids, they are not going to know every single
unless you're one of those
Disney
families.
Cartoons on the board.
Right. But this is an excellent implementation of the Codenames formula, which is an excellent game,
mm-hmm.
with an excellent theme. USAopoly has also done this with Marvel. The slight variations are a little bit different, but if you are a Marvel family, it is absolutely something that you could consider as well.
Sure.
Oh, one more thing. It even says specifically on the back of the manual, if you own another version of Codenames, you may actually combine games together for more fun. Just decide which grid count you will use and whether you are going to use pictures, words, or both. So you could take classic Codenames and just shrink it down to a 4x4 game with the cards from Codenames Disney.
Yeah, you could.
Just to make it a little bit faster, maybe a little bit easier. If you've got maybe preteens or something that don't quite like that 5x5, or if you have something against the assassin mechanic or something like that, you could use those 4x4 cards.
Yeah, definitely.
Given the great gameplay, the great theme, and the great boiling down of the implementation, we're going to give Codenames Disney 4.5 out of 5 stars.
We really enjoy it, and we recommend it to any family that likes games and likes Disney.
Wholeheartedly.
So that's Codenames Disney
in a snap.